From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, More Idaho Matters right now. This Friday, a new film will be opening in select theaters across the country. It's called The Year of the Dog, and it follows the story of a man struggling with sobriety as he works to honor his mother's dying wish. Along the way, he meets a stray husky and makes an unlikely connection, discovering that he may not be as alone as he once thought. And joining us today to talk more about the film is the filmmaker himself, Rob Grabo. Rob, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So can we start off by you telling us a little bit more about the film and what inspired it?
So the film is an exploration of a man who's trying to find sobriety so that he can honor his mom's wish as she moves into hospice that he find and stay sober for 30 days. It was inspired by a lot of people that I grew up around and people who lived in the communities that I grew up in rural Alaska. And it was a chance to try to explore, you know, kind of the subjective experience of suffering and how we move through difficult circumstances, ideally by not being alone. And in the case of the film, Matt meets a stray dog with a very special gift and they form a really powerful bond.
So you wrote this, you helped produce the movie, you also starred in it. So I imagine that this took a bit of time to pull everything together in order to create the movie.
Totally. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting. We shot 140 scenes in 19 days. So the actual,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild shooting schedule. So I think some days we'd shoot like 13 scenes. So, you know, hour number one, I would be in this like really joyful playing place with Caleb, the hero dog of the film. And then the next scene, I would be in this like incredible anguish. And then the next scene would be another playful scene because we were shooting out of order. We shot the production was pretty quick, but we, from start to finish, you know, it's been about a two year journey with the film overall.
So you mentioned the dog, Caleb. Yes. He's the lead dog. He's a real life rescue dog, right?
He is. Yeah. He's a Siberian Husky and he had been passed between homes because they said he was too energetic or had too much energy. And anyone with a Siberian Husky knows that they are, you know, they're very energetic, but he was kind of passed over because of that. And on camera, those qualities that, you know, people found difficult to manage are exactly what made him so wonderful on screen. And so it was a nice reminder about, you know, when people can see our potential and our ability, that there's just something really remarkable about that. And Caleb was just absolutely wonderful.
So did he have to go through a lot of training then before the filming?
You know, our trainer is a man named John Van Dyke, and he, you know, he's worked on many Hollywood productions over the past 30 years and recently on a film called Bullethead with John Malkovich and then Star Trek Picard. And he works in positive reinforcement. And he was telling me when we got Caleb, Caleb had a difficult time sitting. And in about 6 weeks of John working with him, Caleb was able to perform everything that you'll see in the film and just absolutely beautifully. So he was a quick learner and John was an incredible trainer.
Oh, that's so great. So my understanding is that you've partnered with the Idaho Humane Society in Boise and you're going to donate 5% of the film's net proceeds in honor of Caleb. So why was that important for you, but also the other producers to do this?
Well, you know, the film is about, you know, like whether or not we give up on people when they're going through difficult circumstances. And, you know, that applies, I think, in Caleb's real life. It applies in the life of the characters in the film. And this was an opportunity for us to, and for everyone involved on the production side, to highlight the value of all living things, and in this case, particularly rescues, because sometimes they get overlooked and their value gets missed. And I think that's true of people as well. And so we, as you mentioned, we partnered with the Idaho Humane Society and with animal shelters in every community across the country where the film is opening, because it is just such an important reminder, I think.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting too, because you mentioned that the main character is fighting addiction, right? And his mom wants him to be sober for 30 days. I mean, there's all, you know, not only is it like, okay, let's rescue an animal and let's see their potential, but I would think that theme also plays out with this main character as well.
Exactly. And you know, the main character, Matt, has a tendency to push people away from him because the feeling of being close to an intimate with someone is extremely painful, because the prospect of losing that is scary on many levels, and a lot of them unconscious. And so, mm-hmm. you know, introducing Caleb, dogs have this amazing ability. And, you know, I'm speaking from my own experience too, of being able to meet us where we're at, and the experience of unconditional love and someone who is there and accepts us the way we are is profoundly important. And, you know, Yupik, the character that Caleb plays, gives Matt a chance to experience attunement and being there for someone else without the fear of judgment. And I think that was a really wonderful thing.
What are you hoping that people take away from the film?
You know, my hope would be that we regard, you know, quick story. I grew up in small towns in Alaska and Montana. And when I went to New York for the first time, I had the experience of people being kind of aloof and a little bit distant. And I remember thinking, maybe they're just unfriendly or something like that. And I tore my ACL when I was in school there, and I was walking around on crutches, and people could not have been more kind and could not have been more gracious, because they could see the visual injury that I was carrying. The actual physical injury was visible to them. And I think when we're suffering sometimes emotionally, people can't see that. And so they don't know that we need help. And so my hope would be that, you know, people who see the film who have struggled in some way feel seen, and they get reminded that, you know, it's never too late for a positive change to happen, something to get a little bit better.
I love that. I mean, so true, right? Well, as we said, the film opens tomorrow in select theaters. And Rob, it was really lovely to talk with you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking with filmmaker Rob Grabo about his new movie. It's called The Year of the Dog. And as I mentioned, it comes out in select theaters around the country tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.